From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in Yemen's northern Hajjah province Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say at least 20 people were wounded. The hospital is run by the medical aid charity Doctors Without Borders. Zambian President Edgar Lungu has been re-elected in a closely contested vote. The Electoral Commission says Mr. Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote, defeating his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema, who took just under 48%. Members of Hichilema's party allege vote tampering in the August 11th election and say they will appeal the results to Zambia's Constitutional Court. Day 10 of the Summer Olympics in Rio is underway with 17 gold medals at stake. Monday's competition includes men's gymnastics medals being awarded for rings and vault on the track. Athletes will run for gold in the women's 400 meters and the 3,000 meter steeplechase, as well as the men's 800 meters. Three Hong Kong student activists received sentences Monday for their roles in leading the pro-democracy umbrella revolution street demonstrations in 2014. Joshua Wong and Nathan Law were convicted last month for taking part in an unlawful assembly. They were sentenced to several hours of community service. Alex Chow, who was found guilty of inciting others to join an unlawful assembly, received a three-week prison sentence. Kurdish rebels detonated a car bomb outside a police station in southeastern Turkey, killing at least three people. An official says the attack targeted a police control post on a major highway leading southeast from Diyarbakir. Officials say 25 people were wounded in the attack, including several police officers. This is VOA News.